Elizabeth Warren claims transgender athletes not a threat. By Warner Todd Houston on February 21, 2020. On Thursday, Democrat Senator and presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren tweeted that transgender athletes are not a threat and need protection. "Trans athletes are not a threat," Warren tweeted. "We need to protect trans kids, and all LGBTQ+ kids, and ensure they feel safe and welcomed at school. I urge the Arizona legislature to reject this cruel bill." Along with her own message, Warren retweeted a story about an Arizona lawmaker who introduced a bill to ban biological males from competing as females in state-sponsored sports leagues. But as the advocacy group Boys vs. Women noted in replies to Warren's tweet, "Anytime athletes born male are allowed to compete against natural-born females, they dominate their sport." Had boys from the 2016 high school nationals swimming finals competed in the 2016 Olympic women's finals, the boys would have taken all but one medal, a bronze. Despite the women setting 8 new world and Olympic records, the group tweeted. The activist group could also have mentioned the case of the female MMA fighter who severely injured his born female opponent. In 2014, MMA fighter Fallon Fox severely injured female fighter Tamika Brents by TKO in September of that year. In post-fight interviews, Brents noted that she never faced someone as powerful and fast as Fox. "Fox's grip was different," Brents said. "I could usually move around in the clinch against females but couldn't move at all in Fox's clinch." Brents suffered a stark defeat in the ring, but Fox also broke Brents' eye socket and a concussion. Brents' eye wound took 7 stitches to close. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.